here in the base medrash, and I'd have certain chidushim, and we have many wonderful chidushim for this upcoming year that we're very excited about. First and foremost, in addition to our senior mashgiach ruchani of many years, of Yosef Lau Shlito, will continue to be here to inspire all of the talmidim. We welcome, and I urge everybody to give a very warm welcome to Rav David Miller Shlita, who will be here, Mi'etz Hashem, this year, we hope even longer, to be an additional Mashkiach Lukhani presence here at the yeshiva. Rav Miller will be giving Sichas Musar tonight at 9:40 before Maariv. I urge all of you to attend and to take full advantage of his warmth, his wisdom, and his presence as he helps to inspire us to even greater heights during this upcoming year. I also, just as a public service announcement, since I've been getting a number of questions, wanted to point out that in the bookstore, which is on the corner of 186th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, we will and are going to be selling Sfarim, Maseches Yevamos, any Meforshim that you might want to acquire that are available over there. So those of you who are looking for relevant Sfarim to acquire, you can head over to the Sfarim store and take your pick, take advantage of the opportunity. As we enter into Chodesh Elul, this is a time that we know in which there's also Chidushim in terms of making a resolve, that we're all resolved to grow even further and even stronger in terms of our commitment, our Siddurim, to learning Torah, to our growth in Torah and Mitzvahs, V'yirah Shemayim. So this is a time in which there is tremendous resolve. And the trick is being able to maintain that resolve and being able to build upon it and not to let it falter during the course of the year. And sometimes there's a temptation to allow for excuses or justifications of not being as strong as we had originally intended to be. There were things that came up, there are midterms that are too difficult, there are difficult courses that you're taking, there are difficulties in your personal life. Many of you start dating, and when there's a dating relationship, I often get an explanation at the end of this man when I go over the grades of all the Talmidim. Well, this Talmid had a difficult relationship, so that's why he didn't show up. I don't know. I think you can have difficult relationships, good relationships. You can get engaged, you can get married, and not miss a day of Shir. I'm not exactly sure, you know, why dates have to take place at 10 in the morning. There's always a temptation to look for the possibility of outside sources. It's this person's fault. It's the fault of this class, or it's the fault of this phenomenon. It's the fault of this thing that's happening on campus. So if there is that attitude that outside forces can always provide for an excuse, so then you're in dangerous shape. So I'd like to share with you a thought by Rav Moshe Feinstein in this week's Parsha. Rav Moshe, on the first pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, says, "On Shoftim, Shoftim, Titen Lecha B'Chol Sherecha, Sher Hashem Elokecha Nasein Lecha L'Shvatecha, V'Shavtu Asam Mishpat Tzedek." So Moshe asks, why does it say, in addition to the notion of appointing shoftim judges and appointing shoftim police officers? So we know we have to have judges, we have to have batei din, well aware of that reality, and you have to have shoftim, you got to have police officers to enforce the judgments of the batei din, but this is a communal obligation. This is something which is incumbent upon an entire community, an entire city, a country. You're supposed to have batei din institutions that are effective. Why does the pasuk use the singular form of lecha? When this commandment is being given, it says lecha, for you personally. What does it mean for you personally? So Rav Moshe makes the following very trenchant observation. Rav Moshe says that this is v'nireh shebala horos, that it seems that this comes to instruct us she'adam sarek liyos shofet al atzmo, that a person has to be their own shofet, that a person has to take responsibility on some fundamental level for their own destiny and not to look for outside excuses and not allow outside excuses to penetrate their resolve and their commitment of what they have looked to accomplish over the year. Liros imasav misukonim, to look to see whether their behavior is appropriate. Vegam shoter le'atzmo, and also they have to be not only the judge, but they also have to be the enforcer. To see to it that each person has to see to it that he takes it upon himself to establish the necessary routine, to establish the necessary schedule, to establish the necessary mechanisms, so that come what may, he will remain committed to accomplish what it is that he has set out to do over the course of the year. And this perspective is in line, of course, with the Gemara that we all know from Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya, Eina Dava Taloi Elabi, that a person has to take the attitude as we embark upon this tshuva season, as we embark upon a new zman, that whatever other distractions and influences there may be, you have to take responsibility ultimately for yourself. And this responsibility that you take for yourself is a responsibility that not only will affect your own growth, and not only will affect your own accomplishment over the course of the year, but also has the potential of having tremendous hashpa upon everybody around you. Because what we sometimes forget is that our ability to remain strong and our ability to grow is something which also inspires and instructs others who watch our actions, who sit next to us in shiur, who sit next to us in the base medrash, who live near us in the dormitories or apartments. They watch our actions, they watch to see if after a late night in the base medrash you still get up in time to come to minyan. They watch to see whether after a difficult time in school you're still coming to morning seder every single morning at 9 o'clock. And when you are acting in this fashion, then this can be mechazek everybody else around you, who sees that if you can do it, then they feel that there is perhaps some hope for them as well. This is a thought which is actually communicated specifically in connection with this week's parasha as well by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichos Musar. Points out that when there is a war and we're on the battlefield, so there are certain people who are sent back from the battlefield. We all know that one of the categories is Miisha Yerei Barach Leibav Yelech VeYashov LeBeiso VeLo Yimasis Levav VeChav Kilvavo, a person who's weak-hearted, a person who's nervous, a person who's not able to withstand the pressures of the battlefield, either because of their sins or because they're simply nervous in general, but a person who's going to demoralize his comrades on the battlefield because he's not committed to the task. So this individual is told to leave the battlefield. And it says, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, v'kal v'chomer, leben yeshiva. This is a kal v'chomer for somebody who's a ben yeshiva who's going to be part of a vibrant yeshiva environment that you all will be. She'olav lehizayah v'lishmor, that he has to be guarded and be careful. Shelo ligram mifayon lezulaso, that he will not cause any type of weakening to those who are around him. Lo yeh b'chlal le'serzeh, in order not to be ensnared in this particular prohibition. On the other hand, if a person is able to rise above all of the pressures and rise above all of the challenges, so about such a person, he says, Umatzdiki Arabim kikochavim liolam vayed, such a person is the mizaki of the Rabim to such a form that what they accomplish will be already above in the stars, be able to accomplish beyond even what your original expectations may have been if you remain strong and you remain committed to be a shot faith upon yourself, to be a shoter upon yourself, that come what may, you're going to remain committed to all of your initial commitments over the course of the year. So this is a special challenge, this is a special message, this is a special perspective that I ask each of you to have in order to feel that yes you can, and yes you, this was the phrase of President Barack Obama, I believe, that when he was running for president, what did he say? He said, yes we can, right? That was his that was his clarion call. So we have the belief that it's not just yes we can, but yes we must. Yes, we have a real obligation to constantly grow in Torah, to constantly grow every single year in terms of our commitments, in terms of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be able to maintain a vigilance over our standards, and to be able to maintain a vigilance over our commitment at the beginning of the year to see to it that it remains throughout the year. And I would just add, and in terms of having a healthy perspective, during the course of the year, as we learn Maseches Yevamos, as how we're going to harness the koach of Maseches Yevamos in order to really fortify ourselves over the course of the year. You know, very often people start at the beginning of the Masechta and they don't get to the end of the Masechta. Sometimes they don't get to the end of Daf Beis. So with respect to Yevamos, that's a real possibility, because there's a lot of lumdus in Yevamos, and we don't know quite how far everybody's going to get. I urge everyone to have a Vakia Seder so that you can also go through the entire Masechta. There's a lot there. But there's an important Ashkafic message that you'll only find in the last daf of Yevamos as articulated by the Maharsha. The Maharsha says that the very last line of the Masechta says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tamnei Chachamim Mavim Shalom B'Yolam. That the Tamnei Chachamim are supposed to be Mavim Shalom B'Yolam, they're supposed to cause a greater sense of peace and harmony in the world. And says the Maharsha, this is the message of really all of Masechta Yevamos. If you look at all of the halachos, you look at all the discussions within Masechta Yevamos, this is really, if you're looking for an underlying Ashkafic theme, he says, this is what it's all about. It's all about acquiring and building ways of peace and ways of harmony. This is why, for example, there's a halacha that if a man dies and he doesn't have any children, this is the essential halacha of Yibam, right? Man dies without any children, he leaves a widow, he left at least one brother, so then the wife is not allowed to remarry unless she does Yibam or Chalitza with the brother. But if he left a child, so then she's free to marry whomever she pleases. What happens if that child dies afterwards? So then do we say that he goes back, that she goes back to what the halacha would have been if there were no children, because after all, there are no children now. So says the Gemara, no, Zirachei Adarchei Noam Mechonos Sivosei HaShalom, that we actually extrapolate halachos and Masechta Yevamos based on the principle that it would not cause peace and harmony. Maybe she married somebody else in the yitro, but now we're going to say that she had no right to do so. So therefore, the halacha must be that even if the child dies afterwards, she still is not Zekuka, the Yob, the Yibam, or the Chalitza. And so too, the principle that we learn at the end of the Masechta, that a woman who's an Aguna, whose husband disappeared at sea, we can rely upon the testimony of even one witness. So what's the reason for this? The Maharsha says, fundamentally, the reason why even one witness is good enough is also Mishumi Guna, because it causes greater shalom in the world when we're able to be Matzir and Aguna. And that's the perspective, says the Maharsha, that characterizes this Masechta, and that's why we end with the notion of Tamnei Chachamim Mavim Shalom Ba'olam. So I think that as a theme, in terms of our perspective for this year, if we can bear in mind, in terms of not only our learning of the way that we approach Masechta Yevamos, but the way in which we approach all of our interactions with each other, our interactions with the faculty and administration, our interactions with the outside world, whatever interactions are necessary, to think about how the principle that we're trying to build upon this year is Tamnei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. To do everything in a spirit of peace and harmony, and to figure out how can we reach our goals, how can we reach our collective objectives here at the yeshiva in a spirit of a peace and harmony, in order to build harmonious relationship and in order to build harmonious results. And this is a mindset that I would like to create, and I would like to put into your heads and into your hearts at the very beginning of this man. And one more thing, which is something that I mentioned last year, but I will reiterate it this year, because I just think that it's an extremely important thing, which is right here, observe what I am holding in my hand. I am holding in my hand a cell phone, but observe the screen of the cell phone. The screen of the cell phone is completely black. The reason the screen of the cell phone is completely black is because I turned off the cell phone before I entered into the base medrash. So even if I am getting some sort of an email on my BlackBerry, I would not know about it. Even if there is a telephone call coming through that nobody else could hear, but I would potentially be able to hear because I would have put it on vibrate. I am not hearing the vibration. Rather, it is completely turned off. The fact that it's completely turned off enables me to speak to you without being distracted by even the possibility that there might be a vibration that will cause me to be curious, why am I getting a vibration in the middle of my speech or speaking to you? And there is a nice group of Talmidim, I believe, on the second floor of the base medrash that took upon themselves last year that when they enter into the base medrash, they simply put their cell phones, take their cell phones off from their clothing and put it into a box. So that they don't have to worry about the cell phone during their time of learning. I urge all of you who have not done so up until now, please do this. I will try to do my best. Beli Neder, take upon all this, Beli Neder. Okay, but I will try to do my best, Beli Neder, as well, to remember to turn off the cell phone before entering into the base medrash. I ask all of you to really take on a renewed commitment in this regard. It helps to really fortify the tzifus of the learning and the concentration level, and enable you to become full-time midei chachamim, because you don't even realize what type of a distraction you have simply by the mere potential that you might hear a vibration, even if that vibration never actually comes. And in the spirit of being ma'abeh, shalom, and included in shalom is achva v'reus as well, of being able to build good relationships, is one other thing that I would ask as a policy to be adopted across the campus, which is, it's true that when you leave the base medrash and you turn the cell phone back on, that maybe you'll have messages, and maybe you want to listen to those messages. And when you listen to those messages, there certainly is a time, as we know, when it used to be people only had telephones in their homes, that they would sit and they would listen to their messages. But the mere fact that there now are cell phones that people can carry around in times of emergency, so that, you know, maybe sometimes you have to call from a street corner somebody, doesn't mean that when you're walking from place to place or you're in an elevator, that's the time that you need to be checking your cell phone messages. So that if you're walking through the street, rather than having people say shalom aleichem to each other, or good morning, or good kodesh, or how are you, you have a bunch of people passing each other going like this. I would urge you that if there isn't an absolute emergency, in order to increase the spirit of shalom on campus, of saying hello to each other, of greeting each other, of developing relationships, if we can find a way in which we go to maybe to the dormitory room or to a private place whenever it's appropriate, and then you can listen to your messages or read your messages as the case may be. But when you're out in the street or you're in the elevator and you're passing each other, you don't need to listen to your cell phone or look at your cell phone, because there are much more important figures to look at, which is namely your chaverim and your rebbeim and everybody around you. And these are times to connect. These are times to interact. These are times to be ma'avim sholem. Let's try as much as possible in every single interaction, wherever we walk, wherever we go, to be ma'avim sholem, to interact with each other pleasantly and to pay attention to each other over the course of the year. So with these initial messages of divrei psicha, with these messages of being vigilant about keeping to your commitments and taking responsibility and recognizing the tremendous positive hashpa you can have on each other, and using this year through your limun and through your interactions of being ma'avim sholem ba'olam, I wish you all hatzlacha rabba in everything that you do over the course of this year.